Welcome back to Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You. I am your host, Alejandra Vivanco. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember to subscribe and share the podcast if you haven't already, and also make sure to follow me on Instagram at alevivanco29 for more. And today we're going to continue with the book of Isaiah. So this is the Old Testament. If you are new here, I do midweek devotionals every month, and I focus on the Old Testament. If you want to listen to the New Testament, make sure to check out Sunday's Word. That's where I just talk about from the book of Matthew, the book of Mark, forward. And then I do Monday's episodes, depending on what book I am reading. And then also Friday's episodes that are just some food for thought. So today, let's continue with Isaiah 9. It says, Isaiah 9:6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." So we're talking about the Old Testament, and this is when Isaiah talks about Jesus. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, because Jesus is God. And in the Old Testament, they predict that Jesus is coming, the Messiah is coming, the Son of God is coming. And that's for the Jewish people and for everybody, because that's the new covenant. Us Catholics obviously believe that Jesus is God, but in the Old Testament, and Jewish people don't believe that Jesus is God. They believe that Jesus was just another prophet. Us Christians believe that he is the Messiah. He is the one. And right now, this is what Isaiah is talking about. He says, "And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." And Jesus is the image we want to follow. When we think about the end times and when God calls us back home, but before that, we have to face judgment, and God is sending Jesus again, and the angels, and there's this whole thing about the end of the world in Revelations, and they want us to be at peace. We want God to find us without a spot or blemish, because we want to enter the kingdom of heaven sinless. And so every day we must remember what Jesus went through, so that we can make ourselves aware that yes, even though it may be hard, sometimes taking the Jesus route is the best route, because what we're talking about here is our salvation. Granted, if you make a mistake, if you react, if you hold on to anger, if you lash back at people, yes, you can repent for your sins, but you can only do that so many times before you are just doing it because you still hold hate in your heart. So when you come across any type of person that attacks you, either aggressively or passive-aggressively, let's say at a work environment, a family member, or a so-called friend, you must remember that you must think about Jesus and what would he do. And sometimes we get a little bit lazy with that, and we want to just follow our instincts, and we want to fight back. And that's the easy route. We don't ever want to compromise our peace for other people. And this is something that I talk about on the books I've read that are secular books. It has nothing to do with religion, the opposite rather. But it's tough to find peace in nothingness, because that's what some books suggest, that you must cultivate peace and let go of your trauma and deal with trauma and pain and anger, which is true. That's one part of the equation. But if you don't anchor yourself in Jesus, you won't find peace, because Jesus is the Prince of Peace, as Isaiah is saying. He is of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. And I know it may sound foreign for some people, even if you go to church or not. I have noticed a lot of things that happen at church that people just do not engage, or they really just don't care. But if you truly are about the Word, which is alive, if you're truly about entering the kingdom of heaven, you have to walk how God wants you to walk, not how you have been walking, not how you believe you should do. Remember, our hearts are deceitful. We just don't know. But if we trust Jesus and if we trust God the Father, if we allow the Holy Spirit to take over us, eventually we'll stop fighting the urge to fight back, to be petty, to be passive aggressive, to be mean, to be revengeful, to be in anger. And we will surrender to God and we will let God handle his people. Remember, we don't know when Jesus is coming back. But if you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic, you believe that he's coming back, that the end of the world is happening. Now, something interesting I encountered the other day, which is true. It's either you go and meet Jesus, if you're lucky, when you die, or you're alive and he comes back and then you meet him. So either way, we're facing him. So would you want the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the mighty God, the wonderful Counselor to find you in sin? Is that something we really want? Have we even thought about that? He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. And I know that some people get also discouraged because, you know, sometimes we think that we want the end of times to happen now so that we can reassure ourselves of what we believe in, but that's not faith. We must truly, in our hearts, truly believe that righteousness will be the one that's going to reign over the world with God. And the people that are doing evil have done evil, whether because they were ignorant or because they were evil people, they will face their day. We don't busy ourselves with that. We don't waste time on that. We just let people do their thing. Now, if you want to help someone change their ways, go ahead. But reacting and fighting constantly is not the way. Your eyes, and that's something that I'm learning now even more, because it takes practice. Your eyes should be focused on God. When you're angry, when you're upset, when you're sad, when you feel like you want to fight, you should call on God and say, God, I am about to lose it. Please help me, because I want to surrender to you. It's not my job to do this. My job is to follow you, and I trust and have faith that you will take care of things. I trust that when Jesus comes back, I am going to be found without a spot or a blemish. And I won't sacrifice my soul, my eternity, for somebody else's mistake. I won't sacrifice my stay in heaven because somebody did something and I just wanted to react. No, I want to focus on you. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Isaiah 9:6 is just a very small one. If you wanna listen to more of it, please. The Bible is anywhere and everywhere. You put it on YouTube, somebody's reading the Bible. And some really great readers, by the way. Go to church, you're going to listen to the Word of God, Old and New Testament. Please focus on God. We have been lied to, thinking that we have to care more about the world because the idea and this promise of Jesus coming back has not happened. And so we just throw our hands up in the air and say, well, they are lying. No, they're not. And Isaiah was talking about Jesus before Jesus was born. We don't think about time. We just think about the fact that he's coming. Again, this is Breakthrough, Waking Up to the Real You, and I'll see you next time. Bye.